the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Congressman Fred Upton doesn't want nuclear waste to be stored anywhere near the Great Lakes. He and Congressman Dan Kildee have written a resolution calling on Canada to select a site for spent nuclear fuel away from the lakes. That country is in the process of choosing a long-term storage site for its spent fuel. In 2019, the House Energy and Commerce Committee approved a bipartisan amendment to the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act, expressing the will of Congress that the governments of the U.S. and Canada should not allow for the permanent or long-term storage of spent nuclear fuel or other radioactive waste near the Great Lakes. The resolution announced this week continues that position. Crews will be working on Phoenix Street in South Haven in the coming weeks. The city engineer says a resurfacing project starts today. Phoenix Street will be resurfaced between 73rd Street and 71.5 Street. The work will also include a new bicycle path along the north side of Phoenix from 73rd Street to Veterans Boulevard. The work will be done in stages to allow for lane closures while keeping the road open to traffic with at least one lane in each direction. The work is scheduled to take about 5 weeks. A lawyer for a Michigan lawmaker says he will challenge a personal protection order that was obtained by another legislator. Democratic State Rep. Mary Manoogian was granted an order against Representative Steve Marino. He's a Macomb County Republican who has been removed from his House committees. The order could conflict with Marino's ability to vote on the House floor if Manoogian is present. Marino's attorney says he'll be reviewing the order on Monday. Marino says he and Manoogian had a relationship that ended more than a year ago. Manoogian says his removal from House committees stemmed from that volatile relationship. Marino calls it character assassination. The Southwest Michigan Tourist Council has launched a new program to reward art lovers for visiting local arts venues. Director Millicent Hominsky tells us Creative Connections is similar to the Maker's Trail passports. When you sign on to take part, you get points for visiting participating venues.
So there's 16 locations that are part of the Creative Connections program, and it has three levels of play. And if you visit three places, you complete level one, and that gets you a $15 gift certificate that can be used at one of the Creative Connections locations. The second level, with three more visits for a total of six, you get a Creative Connections t-shirt and a signed Josh Nowicki print.
The final prize for staying at a participating hotel is a Yeti mug. Locations that are part of the Creative Connections include the Ghost Light Theater, the Krasl Arts Center, the Buchanan Arts Center, and the Box Factory for the Arts. You can get a card to take part in Creative Connections at any participating location or at the office of the Southwest Michigan Tourist Council. Minsky says the program is a way for a supporter of the arts to reward themselves for doing the things they love. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.